two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A new poll shows a majority of Utahns support Senator Mitt Romney over former President Donald Trump. But that changes when you break it down by party.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the numbers, Amy.
Amanda, although you're unlikely to see the two facing each other in an election anytime in the future, a new poll from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics asked Utahns which one of the two, Senator Romney or former President Trump, who they most identify with. And 51% of Utahns chose Romney, 37% going with Mr. Trump. That changes, though, when you look at just Republicans. Then 51% prefer Mr. Trump compared to 42% for Romney, and only 8% of Republicans named someone else. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The federal government says they will be releasing monkeypox vaccines from the national stockpile, but those are only for a small amount of people who have close exposures to someone infected.
The virus, typically only seen in Africa, is spreading with more than 200 confirmed or suspected cases in 18 countries. Doctors say it's spread by coming into close contact with lesions, bodily fluid, or respiratory droplets. The flu-like symptoms lead to rashes on the body with a recovery time of 2 to 3 weeks.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting from Washington. We do have a couple of suspected cases of monkeypox here in Salt Lake County, and both of those individuals are isolating.
More studies are being done on COVID long haulers and how long the symptoms may last. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
COVID long haulers experience a range of long-term symptoms from brain fog to fatigue to blurred vision, loss of taste, and to headaches. Now, researchers at Northwestern University have found most COVID long haulers experience neurologic symptoms from having COVID for 15 months after they get the virus. The study is appearing in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology. It found the frequency of symptoms did not diminish over the course of the study. Alex Stone, ABC News.
If your Memorial Day travel plans will take you over some of Utah's seasonal roads, UDOT says most of them will be open by the end of the week. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
Once the snow stops piling up, UDOT starts moving the big equipment in to clear roads like Guardsman's Pass in Summit County, the Mirror Lake Highway, and others. Spokesman John Gleason says right now the Mirror Lake Highway is a question mark for the holiday.
We have about 3 to 12 feet snow drifts, just depending on where, and about 10 miles of the road that's covered right now. And so our crews are going to be up there the rest of the week and seeing what kind of progress they can make.
Gleason says Wolf Creek Pass, the Mount Nebo Loop, and East Canyon are already open. By the end of the week, they hope to open up Guardsman's Pass, Monte Cristo, and the Alpine Loop. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Air travel is looking like it will be a mess this summer. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis has what you should know ahead of your vacations.
You might be getting ready for some pandemic revenge travel this summer, but airlines are facing some major headwinds as the busy season ramps up. Bloomberg reports airlines are dealing with overpacked planes, skyrocketing fuel costs, and pilot shortages. Airlines say they're seeing 6 times more cancellations than what they planned for, so they're bending over backwards to sell out every seat on every flight. One plus for airlines, but maybe not for your wallet, is that in the face of huge demand, they've been able to bump up those ticket prices. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
I like that. Pandemic revenge travel. All right, KSL Weather Now with Matt Johnson. It's going to be mostly sunny today, but what does that really mean?
When forecasting, the sky is divided into 8 parts. Imagine that the sky is a pie divided in eighths. If 0 out of 8 parts of the sky are covered in clouds, it is considered sunny or clear. If 1/8 or 2/8 of the skies are seeing clouds, it's mostly clear or mostly sunny.
Here, and I thought it was always just half full or half empty.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. I thought it was sort of your attitude.
Yeah. Matt says when half the sky is covered in clouds, it's partly cloudy or partly sunny. When 5 to 7/8 of the sky is covered by clouds, it's mostly cloudy. And finally, if all 8 parts of the sky are covered, it is a cloudy day.
First look traffic, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we start off in, with a crash-free drive on I-15 this morning heading into or out of Salt Lake City. You should be at the full speed limit right now. We do have some heavy traffic on the ramp from I-80 to the from I-80 westbound to go on to North 15 in South Salt Lake. Had some heavier traffic in the construction on 215's east side, but at this moment, it actually looks like it's back to normal. Utah County don't see any issues on the freeways or city streets just yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
The invasion of Ukraine.
The president of the European Commission made it very clear this morning she would do all she can to help Ukraine fight back Russia's invasion.
For the first time in history, the European Union is providing military aid to a country under attack. We are mobilizing our full economic power.
Ursula von der Leyen spoke during the Davos World Economic Forum, saying Ukraine must win the war and Putin's aggression must be a strategic failure.
Final arguments will be heard this Friday in actor Johnny Depp's $50 million defamation trial against his ex-wife Amber Heard. With the trial nearing its conclusion, legal analysts say Heard's defense is facing substantial challenges.
It's Johnny's allegation that Amber has lied about her claims of abuse and has actually used the Me Too movement to get support for these false claims. So if true, she's done tremendous damage to that movement. But we're also seeing that we have to balance the need to protect the victim versus the need of due process for the accused.
That's family law attorney Christopher Melcher.
Kate Moss is going to be on the stand today.
Oh, wow.
Talking about her relationship with Johnny. That ought to be interesting. The Chicago City Council agreed to a settlement of $14 million for a man who spent over 20 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. Daniel Taylor was 17 years old back in 1992.
I never thought I would have to go through what I went through to even receive something like this.
Taylor says he was coerced into confessing, and attorneys accused police of hiding evidence that would have exonerated him during the trial.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.